Tuesday, the 20th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today, guys, I want to answer a question that somebody sent in. And it's a really important question. And I'm going to put it to you like this, which is exactly the way the person who sent it in asked it. They said, "Dear Francis, please can you tell me why Catholics pray to Mary and pray to the saints?" I can tell you that the person has not understood what Catholics actually do, because we don't pray to Mary and we don't pray to the saints. We only pray to God. What do we do? Do you know? That's right. We ask the saints to pray for us. We ask Mary to pray for us. And that's actually what happens. So where do we get this idea from? How do I even know that we're asking this? Where does it come from? Well, we've been thinking about Mary these last few days. And if we think about that prayer of the Hail Mary, the second part, just let's hone in. So that prayer, the Hail Mary, the first part, all of you know this, I hope, but the first part are quotes from Scripture. They are the greeting that the angel Gabriel gives to Mary. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." The greeting of the angel Gabriel. And the second part is the greeting that Elizabeth gives to Mary. Okay? "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." Then, the next part. "Holy Mary, Mother of God." What comes next? Listen to the words. "Pray for us." So are we praying to Mary as if Mary was God? No, we are not. Are we asking Mary to pray for us? Yes, we are. We're asking Mary to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. So right now, and especially when we're dying, when we might need prayer. It's a very beautiful prayer, but it must be clear that what's going on is we are asking Mary to pray for us. And Mary is, of course, the first of the saints. You know, she is, if you like, the leader of all the saints. And who are the saints? Big capital. Yes, those are the saints who've been canonized by the church, and the church has been through a whole process of saying they really are very good people and that we can see the signs of God's presence with them in their lives. And then, really, the communion of saints, if we read Scripture, it kind of has two meanings we begin to discern. The one is all those who have died in Christ, and the second is all God's holy people, which includes us. So, I might say to you, "Today I'm having quite a difficult day. Please will you pray for me?" And I'm asking you as part of the saints to pray for me. Or I might think about some of my favorite saints with a big S, St. Francis of Assisi and St. Catherine of Siena and St. Ignatius of Loyola. And I might say, "Please pray for me." We think of the litany of the saints, that beautiful, beautiful prayer of the church where we name saints. And we ask them to pray for us. And then often in the Litany of the Saints, there'll be the refrain, "All you holy men and women, pray for us." And we're remembering all the saints and we're asking for their prayers. So if somebody says to you, "As Catholics, we pray to saints or to Mary," the answer is no. It's a very important word change. We don't pray to, we ask them to pray for us. Just remember that. Who are they praying to? They are praying to God. Who are we praying to? We are praying to God. We are asking for their prayers for us. Let's close on our eyes now. Mary, our good mother, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. All holy men and women, pray for us. Amen.